are listening to me, Bible Thinker. Yeah. Five-o Finkel, Five-ish Finkel's son, and I'm a really neat kid. But even the neatest kids aren't so neat all the time. Like, for example, take my situation. The summer is over, and that means that I will no longer have the great privilege of telling you the day's mitzvahs until next summer, obviously. It's very hard for me to stop saying the day for a business day. Over the last entire 3 weeks and stuff, I've been teaching you the daily Say for a Mitzvah in a very fun and exciting way. The reason I've been doing this is very simple. Because Say for a Mitzvah is something that every Jewish child should learn every single day. And you want to know something? Personally, the reason why I study Say for a Mitzvah every single day is because the Rebbe taught us that when we learn Say for a Mitzvah, not only do you get to learn through all the mitzvahs of the Torah in just 1 year, but also you get to unite with Jews around the whole world who are also learning the daily Say for a Mitzvah. And what could be better way to unite with other Jews than to learn Torah? And plus, when I keep my achlata of learning Say for a Mitzvah every single day, I know for sure that the Rebbe is very, very proud of me. So if you yourself, or someone you know, doesn't learn Say for a Mitzvah yet, why don't you just make that achlata right now to learn Say for a Mitzvah every single day? And you know what? I'm even going to help you. Right now, as we speak, I am going to teach you today's Say for a Mitzvah. First, we have positive mitzvah number 199, that if someone borrows money from you, and you took a mashkin or a guarantor from him, so you must return it to him when he pays you back. And next, we have negative mitzvah number 240, that if a poor person borrows money from you, and you take a certain type of mashkin or guarantor from him, like one that he'll need back when it comes nighttime, like a pillow or something. So today's mitzvah teaches us that we're not allowed to hold back from giving it to him. Rather, you must give it back to him every single night. Like, still, I'm gonna learn my Say for a Mitzvah. And as a matter of fact, one of the first things that I'm going to do when I come home is that I'm going to make sure that we have a safe for our mistress in our house. And even if we don't, so then I'm going to make sure that we get one real quick. Oh, come on, listen to this music. It sounds so sad. I just made such a good, happy akhlata. There we go. This sounds much better. Safer Hamitzis. Oh yeah, Safer Hamitzis. Study it daily. Safer Hamitzis. Always have one in your house. 1, 2, 3. Study daily. Whoa, pretty good. That was pretty good. I can't believe it. Yeah, so I forgot the words to the rest of the song that I never made up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Run out the door, but carry a safer Hamitzis book wherever you go. Wow, I'm doing pretty good. Let me continue that. Don't ever stop to learn safer Hamitzis. No matter what happens, even if the car falls off the roof. What? What am I saying? Whatever. Learn safer Hamitzis every day, wherever you go. No matter if it's hard, no matter if it's slow. Do what is right because that is what is best. And you'll have la-da-da. Yeah, I'm just telling you to just keep it up. Learn safer Hamitzis every single day, never stop. Don't ever give up. Always call a friend. Call Fivel if you need him. Just call me. I'll always help you out. Whatever you need, just do safer Hamitzis.
You're listening to me, Bible Think Up, at the Safer Hamitzis. Oh, yeah.
See you next year, same time, same place, same time. What? What am I, crazy? Same sex? Hello? I'm not wearing the same sex, Collect. What's going on? Who said that I should wear the same sex? I don't believe what's going on. It wasn't...